I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. January 1st will mark 1 year since the religion control law took effect in Vietnam. It's been hard to figure out the impact on Vietnam's Christians. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says that's because the law is applied unevenly. In rural areas, persecution's brutal. In the cities, less so. Overall, the situation remains status quo, which is not good for religious freedom, but not worse under the new law. Still, it feels like a precursor of what's yet to come. So pray that believers remain strong in their faith. And as Set Free Ministries looks back over 2018, they're thanking God for His faithfulness and healing in hundreds of lives. Pete Knorr of Set Free says the demand for their spiritual counseling services in West Michigan is growing rapidly. They're looking to God to provide for that demand. They're also raising funds to start a high school in Uganda. But they need your help, be it financial support, prayer, or as a volunteer. We'll get you connected at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.